Okay, I first thank the organizers for offering me the chance to talk here. It's an excellent conference. I have enjoyed all the talks. Okay, let me start with mine. So let me start with some notations. So this is basically the Mobius map. I denote it by phi sub ta, where t is a variable in the circle and a is in open unit disk, and this is the just the linear fractional transformation, and I denote the group of all biomorphic automorphism group of the unit disk D by mob, the collection of all Mobius transformations. So I now define what is called homogeneous operator, a bounded linear operator T on a complex separable Hilbert space. It need not be complex separable, but for my purpose it is enough. H, whose spectrum is contained in the closed unit disk, is said to be homogeneous if phi of T is unitarily equivalent to T. That means there is some unitary operator U phi for each phi, so that phi of T is U phi star T U phi. So I will basically talk about the homogeneous operators in Cohen-Douglas class. I talk about some classification results of homogeneous operators in Cohen-Douglas class. I mention that the homogeneous operators in B1 of D are just the multiplication operators on the reproducing kernel Hilbert space 1 minus ZW bar to the power minus lambda for lambda bigger than 0. These are multiplication operators, means multiplication by Z. It's adjoint on this reproducing kernel Hilbert space is all homogeneous operators in B1 of D. This is a result by Mishra, and this is done basically using the fact that the curvature of an operator T is the complete set of unitary invariants for the operators in B1 of D. For the classification of homogeneous operators in of higher rank is not that easy. Of course, one can easily see that the direct sum of two homogeneous operators from B1 of D will give you a operator in B2 and so on. But it's the main question is to classify what are the irreducible operators. So a result of Wilkins classifies all the irreducible homogeneous operators in B2 of D. I'm not going to talk about the result of Wilkins, but I will talk that a construction which is called jet construction, discovered by Douglas, Varghese and Mishra, captures this class of operators. And I will see how to generalize this and get a huge class of examples in B1 of D. So I start with some notations again. So now I call the Hilbert reproducing kernel Hilbert space with reproducing kernel 1 minus ZW bar to the power minus alpha for alpha bigger than 0, A alpha D. And M alpha denote the multiplication operator on A alpha D, which are I have already mentioned that they are all the adjoints of these are all the homogeneous operators in B1 of D. We'll manufacture other homogeneous operators basically for the class n equal to 2. Wilkins has constructed all the irreducible operators. And this construction I'm now going to describe, we'll capture this, all of them, and for other higher ends also. So this is the reproducing kernel for the tensor product is obviously the product of the kernels. And we identify the tensor product A alpha D, tensor A beta D with functions on two variables in D2, holomorphic functions. So this is an important proposition by Douglas, Mishra and Varghese. The compression of the operator M alpha tensor identity to the ortho complement of this AN alpha beta D2, which I have mentioned, what I call AN alpha beta D2, is a all set of all functions which vanishes with n of their derivatives in the D2 direction on the diagonal. One could have taken D1 also, that hardly matters, but for to be specific, I take D2. So the set of all functions which vanishes on the diagonal with respect to with along with their derivatives up to order n with respect to D2 is denoted by this subspace, and the compression to the ortho complement is homogeneous. So this is an abstract theorem. We will see how to go from here to a concrete realization and produce homogeneous operators. And this when n equal to 1, actually here for n equal to 1 will correspond to operators in B2 of D. And for n it will correspond to operators in Bn of D. Means the multiplication operator, actually not exactly, the adjoint of this multiplication operator I am talking about. So we have not yet realized these operators as multiplication operator on some space. And that will be a key result of the same authors, Douglas, Mishra and Varghese. Let us go to that, a concrete realization. So by Jn of the Hilbert space, A alpha beta D2 is defined by this, basically what is written here, Jf is defined by F along with its derivative in D2 direction, where F comes from our Hilbert space. And the vector space, this is the vector space which inherits the Hilbert space structure from, that means we just declare the inner product here is the inner product of the previous Hilbert space. And we denote by J0 the functions which vanish on the diagonal here. The subspace of functions which of Jn, we just denote by Jn naught of the function space. And now we can the ordinary vanishing of this vector is correspond to the function space that we previously denoted by this function space is clearly can be seen the same function space. This is ordinary vanishing and vanishing up to order n. So this is a definition of we define the set Jn A alpha beta D2 restricted to the diagonal to be the set of functions which live on the diagonal, does not vanish, which live on the diagonal. This is really the ortho complement of the, this is really the ortho complement of the subspace that I mentioned previously. all JF. This can be realized. This ortho complement is the ortho complement of this guy. The compression of this M alpha tensor identity to the ortho complement of the subspace JN naught A alpha beta D2, which is on the board, is the multiplication operator on the Hilbert space that I have mentioned, which functions which live on the diagonal. So this is a realization of the abstract operator M alpha tensor identity to the ortho complement as a multiplication operator on a concrete Hilbert space of those functions, of these functions which live on the diagonal, restricted to the diagonal. So we denote by Mn alpha beta the operator of the theorem. So for n equal to 1, these up to equivalence, unitary equivalence, these are all Wilkins operators, and these are all the operators, irreducible operators in the to be in the Kayan-Douglas class, it has to be, we have to take adjoint all irreducible operator, homogeneous operators in B2 of D. So homogeneity is taken care of by the proposition, and we have realized it as a multiplication operator by another result of Douglas, Mishra and Varghese. And of course I have mentioned that this ortho complement of An alpha beta D2 is realized as Jn alpha beta D2 of those functions which leave restrictions of those f's which are restriction of those functions on the diagonal. Now this can be shown to be a reproducing kernel Hilbert space, and the reproducing kernel is actually, we denote it by Bn alpha beta, but this can be computed explicitly, and what we have done, but I am not going to, this is means derivative with respect to W2 bar. This is the tensor product kernel. So this is the n plus 1 cross n plus 1 matrix, and this is restricted to delta cross delta, and or ZW belongs to D. And we denote by Wn the adjoint of Mn alpha beta, and call is generalized Wilkins operators. A proposition of Douglas, Mishra and Varghese again tells us that the set Wn is a subcollection. Actually, all of them are in Bn plus n of D. Myself with my advisor Mishra are able to show that the set is a collection of irreducible homogeneous operators. Now, although it gives us examples, we are able to capture the examples which are given by Wilkins, but in higher dimension, this is a, we know that they are not all of the homogeneous operators, or even they are much smaller than that. So we would like to enlarge the family in that direction. I just discussed some generality. Let K denote a Hilbert space with an orthonormal basis EI. And this is, let just, CK be the same set as K, but we change the inner product, a Hilbert space with orthonormal basis CEI, for C can be any complex number, which is equivalent to say, now we have changed the inner product by some scaling. Inner product of K is absolute C to the power minus 2 times the inner product of CK. So if now let H denote the direct sum of M Hilbert, N M plus 1 Hilbert spaces Hj, and assume that Hj has reproducing kernel Kj, and H eta for eta and M plus 1 tuple of numbers, complex numbers, none of them is 0, be whatever is there. We denote the inner product of the Hilbert by the inner product underscore whatever eta in the inner product of the Hilbert space H eta, and we define the inner product analogously. The inner product of the space H eta is the sum of the inner products of the specific of the individual Hilbert spaces. This is what I wanted to say. And obviously the reproducing kernel of H is the sum of the reproducing kernels, and the reproducing kernel of H eta is clearly seen to be the sum of these H eta j absolute square kj. Although we do not have to stick to complex numbers, it's eta j positive is enough for our purpose. Anyway, so whatever is there, so we have this proposition is just a tautology. Since H eta and H are just the same Hilbert spaces, we have changed the inner products only. So the multiplication operator, multiplication operator by multiplication operator, I mean the multiplication by coordinate functions. So I have, although I have not mentioned what Hilbert spaces H is, but the on the back of our mind is H is a Hilbert space of functions on the open unit disk. So that those multiplication operators are easily similar by the map I. I have not mentioned what I is. I is just the map the identification map, the F goes to F, nothing else. So of course this is a similarity. So now I discuss what is called, may be called another jth construction. Holomorphic functions on functions on D, which takes values in Ck, is denoted by hol of D Ck, and for an integer m and a real number lambda, let us with the property that 2 lambda minus m is bigger than 0, let us denote by 2 lambda j is 2m minus j plus 2j. 2 lambda minus m plus 2j equal to 2 lambda j. So now we define the operator. Here on the Hilbert space, 2 lambda, 2 la, a 2 lambda j d to the holomorphic functions on d to cm plus 1 valued holomorphic functions. So here everything is 2 lambda j minus l minus j is the Bokhammer symbol x, and lambda j f at l is the lth component of the m plus 1 vector, and the upper script of the function is just the derivative. So we denote the image under gamma j of the Hilbert space A 2 lambda j d by the bold A 2 lambda j d, and analogously as before, we declare the gamma j's to be unitary and transfer the inner product to the new Hilbert space. And this is also a reproducing kernel Hilbert space, since we can it can be verified easily that this evaluation functions are continuous. We denote the reproducing kernel by bold b 2 lambda j, and we take the orthogonal direct sum of the Hilbert spaces mu j times a 2 lambda j d, which the notations I have explained previously. For mu to all the mu's are positive, and mu naught is equal to actually 1. And the reproducing kernel is the obvious one. So we denote m lambda mu, the multiplication operator on the Hilbert space, bold a lambda mu d. Actually, this mu will be a vector. There is a typo. Anyway, mu are the vectors with mu not equal to 1 and everything else is positive. So the result that Karani Mishra has proved is about this class of huge class of homogeneous operators. That is, that m lambda mu, which is the multiplication operator, is bounded homogeneous and reducible. And more importantly, m lambda mu is unitarily equivalent to m lambda prime mu prime, where if and only if lambda equal to lambda prime and mu equal to mu prime. So this is a n plus 1 parameter family, a huge class of homogeneous operators due to this unitary. But we know now, although I am not going to discuss them, they are not all of the homogeneous operators, but they correspond to whatever this theorem say. I have denoted this class by 1 whatever. So this set H1 M plus 1 D, 1 is for some purpose I am going to tell you. The set this is a class of all irreducible homogeneous operators in the class whose associated representations are multiplicity free. That means when we allow that U phi, the intertwining operator, so here I mean the intertwining operator U phi is a representation which is multiplicity free. That means they are reducible, but there is no multiplicity in their direct sum decomposition. So the 1 is used for the to denote that they are actually multiplicity free. So the previous class I am able to show that the previous Wn is up to unitary equivalence is a subclass. The proof actually is although it is not obvious that we actually find these mu j's of in terms of as a function of alpha beta, and show for that choice they are actually unitarily equivalent to some member of the bigger class that has been exhibited by Karani and Mishra. That is how I am able to show that this inclusion holds. So apart from the case, anyway, here is a problem. When n equal to 2, here is a problem. I have denoted by n plus 1, and n plus 1 is the order of the operator here. According to the class, it is same. But the problem is, apart from the case n equal to 2, this inclusion is strict. This is a much larger family that is conceivable because alpha beta is a two-parameter. This is a two-parameter family, and this is an n plus 1 parameter family. But what I have described already, the proposition, if we now take A theta to be the Hilbert space, and H to be the Hilbert space, mu naught I denote, fix for the vector where this is anyway 1, these are functions of alpha beta. That means this mu naught correspond to the m alpha beta n I exhibited. That is the specific choice of alpha beta for which this becomes unitarily equivalent to that. Now if I take eta j to be and consider the similarity, and consider the similarity here that I have described, that makes the operators m alpha these operators similar to this is to show that from a very simple similarity, by using a very simple similarity from a small class, we are able to exhibit all the irreducible homogeneous operators whose associated multiplication representation is multiplicity free, and they are mutually inequivalent. From a two parameter family, we are actually able to exhibit a n plus 1 parameter family. But the other things are that so the proof of irreducibility of these operators are not that easy, but the proof of irreducibility of this operator is relative is easier. Using that similarity, we can give a much simpler proof of irreducibility of the bigger class. I do not have time to go into this. Actually, I have. So I stop here.